Call or WhatsApp Slevin on 0540 106466. So mark your calendars. October 26th at the University of Ghana Stadium. The Joy Sports Invitational Tournament is proudly brought to you by Joy Sports, the thrill of the game. McDan Group, your trusted partner for cutting-edge business solutions. The luckiest. Luck is everywhere for everyone. Caveman Watches, be remembered. Joy Sports Invitational Tournament, play for peace.
We bring you joy on the airwaves. We bring you joy, lighting up your night, cool your day. So when you feel
Jesus, I'm Almighty God, my Redeemer, my very good morning to every one of you tuned in and listening to us right here on Joy 99.7 FM. Good morning, good morning, good morning. What are you actually doing this morning? Why are you listening to us from? What are you doing and tuned in? Well, wherever you may find yourself, we say the Lord be your guide. Be careful. If you're on your way this morning to visit a loved one who is probably unwell in the hospital, just know that our thoughts are with you. It will be well in Jesus' name. If you're traveling, we pray for journey mercies for you. If you're jogging, the gym, be careful out there and stay fit. And to those of you who may still be in bed and cuddling, we say we envy you. One day we will be like you. But just to say welcome all of you aboard, my name is Adam Knight Tay. I haven't seen you in ages. How are you? Asafo Kojo Prodis. Good morning. Mama Deti.
I know.
Mrs. Theresa Riafe Asante. Counselor Baba. Good morning. And you're welcome.
Thank you.
Haven't seen you in a while.
Yes, I know.
Hey, Mixes.
Yes, ma'am.
A real the wellness coach.
Looking fresh, crap.
And there is you.
Freshness, crap.
Oh, Mama T, you have joined Adam. Don't do that.
Please, okay. Where are you going from here?
I think we're going to ask that.
Are you going somewhere?
No, please.
Hey, Asomo.
Oh, Adam.
You mean you just shut up come home at first?
Yes. Oh, Adam.
Allah. Asa for coffee, Reverend Kofi Boateng Esquire. Good morning.
Good morning, Adam. And good morning to the listeners. Always good to be here.
Great. I mean, hold on. I think what I'm seeing is a photo, right? Or is that Asa for coffee sitting right there?
It's me.
It's you.
But it looks like maybe the internet
still,
is.
It's still. Because then I was going to say that, hey, you two, you just woke up and shudder, looking sharp like that.
And that's him.
Yeah, that's him.
And I am looking like someone who is going jogging. I didn't get the memo.
You didn't get the memo?
Thanks for the kind compliment, Adam.
Yeah, you're looking fine. You people should have told me so that, you know, I will shudder for next week. I will shudder.
We have been given the memo, so we'll prepare, because today we didn't even prepare.
And I'll do a photo shoot.
All right.
Anyway, welcome.
Thank you.
Great. This morning, we're having for the past two weeks ago, we started a conversation on exposing our children to the internet to find out, is your child on the internet and what are they doing there? Then we continued last week. And then we thought that, okay, let's follow up with another conversation this week to now find out. One of the reasons we would be afraid to expose our children to the bigger world is also because you want them to be ready for certain things. One will be being in a relationship. I think the same squad had the conversation about this young woman who was 19 and was so bent on getting married.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I remember.
Wow, how did we gather like this? That's nice. But this time it's not an issue of marriage. We want to find out, how do you begin to usher your children into healthy love relationships? At what age is it okay to start, should I use the word encouraging, you know, some of these relationships? Because then also, you don't want your children to grow, be with you, and become prayer topics for you because you have
overshadowed them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when do you begin to loosen them into it? What should they be doing? What are we telling them? How are we guiding them through it? you know, some of us are getting there too, so we want to learn. And I know there are lots of people. Mama T, watrao.
I'm becoming a grandma soon.
Ariel is there somehow, or you are She's fast, there. You know.
She has passed.
Asafo Kofi and I, we are getting there.
Yes, we are, gradually.
Exactly. You know, so we want to learn. And there are many people like us as well who would want to learn. But then... And we have our own experiences as well that we'll be sharing. So this morning, you don't want your children to make mistakes, yet you want them to be in very healthy relationships. You're looking forward to the day where they're properly getting married and you're happy. Are you from mommy or the groom's mother, groom's father? And you know that you have done such a good job and you're proud of your child. But how do you begin to loosen them and usher them into these relationships? And that's going to be the focus of our conversation this morning. Ahead of that, let me say a very big thank you to Vitamilk, indeed a nutritious beverage that feels good anywhere, anytime. But where did you all go? At some point, we had about 7 of you. Please, we need all of you back, because Christmas is also coming. So all our sponsors, I know that it's just that it's an issue of contracts. Let's renew them quickly and come back, and please come and continue to help us make homes out of houses, which is our mandate here on Joy FM. So you're welcome. That's our conversation. 055-1111-997. 055-1111-997 is our WhatsApp line. If you have been there, you have done that, please begin to share so that we'll start taking notes. And hopefully, last week, Daniela said, Adam, we haven't been activating our phone lines. We will try on 0302-216541. So you want to put that on speed dial. And if we're able to activate the phone lines, you're able to call in and share your thoughts with us as well. So here we go into the conversation. And let me start with Ariel. I'm starting with you.
Sorry. Yes, ma'am. I'm ready.
So yeah, we want to find out. First of all, what age should we begin to say that? Okay, I know that we don't have a one-size-fits-all approach to some of these things, but when is it appropriate by way of age? And even if your child has come of age, what would you be looking out for again to make you feel like, okay, it's okay for you to begin to have some form of relationship, and then we will progress into what form of relationship?
So I think the legal age that we can is what we can use to have the conversation. So it's baseline for everybody, which is 18 years. Once your child, male or female, turns 18, they are regarded legally as adults. Mm-hmm. And as a parent, that is when you should also start understanding that they have reached a stage in their life that if you even take too much autonomy over their life, the state can even deal with you. So that's when you have to start realizing that this is the time you need to also listen to them, listen to the children. So from 18 years is the time you can start saying that, okay, it's possible that these are the things that my child is going to be exposed to, or they may want to even experience, because there's also these natural stages that children go through. Puberty, adolescence, all that stage gives them an awareness to experience something. At puberty, they become rebellious, they are difficult, they want to break all the rules to see how powerful they are, you know. And then they enter teenage, and then they feel like, I'm an adult, don't tell me. So as a parent, you have to monitor these stages. If you are not aware of these stages, you and your children will always be clashing, because they have that natural instinct to behave a certain way at a certain time. I remember when I had my daughter, I bought a book for babies. 1 week, every week, what will happen? It was exactly. So I was without my mom at that time. I needed no help to know what was going to happen. So if you know that when my child turns 12, these are some of the things they'll be doing, it helps you to navigate yourself as a parent to be ahead of them, so that you are not behind them thinking they are still children. The same when they turn, they become teenagers, they are going to start breaking these rules. Now, we are unfortunate to have so much information out there, and by 18, our children have phones. So they actually know so much. So as a parent, it is actually suicidal to pretend your daughter doesn't know or your son doesn't know what you think you are preventing them from knowing. So that from 18, you should know that they know as much as they do. Opening up to them and having that conversation, or it doesn't have to be a formal sit down, dawn. My mother used to call me a himache, you know, early morning to talk. No. Now, if your child is your friend, there are so many opportunities to talk to them. Bring up this conversation so that you can connect with them where they are, what they know. So from 18, I think it's the right time for parents to know that my son or my daughter, it's legally already allowed by the state to venture into a relationship.
Okay.
What do I know about my daughter? What do I know about my son? What are they doing? At that time, if you are still becoming too strict on them, they'll start hiding from you.
Okay.
And when they start hiding from you, then you are no more their friend. They will use people outside. They will use things they are reading online to be their guide instead of you being there to guide them. So that opening to let them know at age 18, I'm here for you. If you want to talk about somebody, have you met somebody? What are you doing? Is anything going on? And now from 18, they're almost coming out of a senior high. So once they pass WASIPE, you should start having that conversation. My son came out of WASI, and I did. I was like, hey, Dad, do you have a girlfriend? And he laughed, and he just brushed it away. But he knows that I'm open to talk about these things with them. So I think from 18, a mother, a father should get the courage. I think it needs a little bit of courage. Like you said, we are afraid. So we want to protect them. But the overprotection actually prevents them from getting confidence in themselves, knowing themselves, and having a little bit of autonomy. So if from 18 you are too strict on your children, you take a lot from them.
Great.
Yeah.
Wow.
So by way of age, we will say that by 18, it's okay if they want to venture into some form of relationship with your guidance.
Yeah, okay. With your guidance, yes. Okay.
Mama T, you agree?
Can I define a little
said
bit?
Everything.
Okay, Mama T, before, I think Osafo Kofi wants to say something. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so I agree with a lot of what Ariel has said, but I would advocate that you start a little earlier than 18.
Okay.
I think at the point, and I liked the fact that she touched on the puberty period and all. I think at the time when your children are entering puberty, and we do know that these days, some children even start puberty much earlier than they used to be. I don't know if it's because of the food they're eating or whatever is happening. Some even start at 10. At that point, knowing very well that if they engaged in any sexual activity or if they engaged in intimate, they could get pregnant. I think it's a good time to start talking to them about relationships so that they don't take it for granted. Because if you wait till 18, some kids may get pregnant before they're 18, or some boys may get others pregnant before they're 18. And so that is the point that you start talking to them about healthy relationships, the do's and don'ts, what your expectations of them are, and so on and so forth. So this is just my initial comment as far as the age is concerned. I will speak more when you give me another opportunity.
Okay, so you are on the floor, so let's just continue with you.
Okay, sure. So I think that I will start at, say, from 13, when they're entering puberty. Then you talk to them about what they need to look out for or expect or things they should do and not do when it comes to relationships with the opposite sex. For instance, when it comes to touch, which part of your body is a boy allowed or is it appropriate for another boy to touch? Which part of your body or what should you do as a boy if you have a son to somebody else's daughter? You know, so this is when we're teaching them about respect. We're teaching them about our own expectations when it comes to relationships. And so for me, it is very important that we are able to engage our children in a very open way so that they are very comfortable talking to us. And as Ariel said, we shouldn't make these conversations very strict and more like talking down to them, because most children at that age are very shy about talking about these things. And so we should have them in a very comfortable environment. And ideally, and I think we sometimes try as parents to, whilst we're trying to guide our children, we make things very uneasy and uncomfortable for them. Looking them in the eye and keeping eye contact can make a child very uncomfortable when you want to talk to them about sex. And so for me, the best position or posture is when you're sitting side by side, preferably in the car, where they can avoid eye contact so that they don't feel uncomfortable. When they're uncomfortable, they can choose to look away. And so when you create that environment, it's easier to talk to them about some of these things that may seem or sound uncomfortable to them. So yes, I will start much earlier. Then I will help them to define what a healthy relationship is. Remember, you are not just talking down to them, you are engaging them, and you're asking them to also tell you what they expect or what they know, what they think a healthy relationship would be. Okay, so we talk about values and principles, the fact that once you go into a relationship, you're expected to be faithful, you're expected to be honest, you're expected to be trustworthy. You also have to talk to them about the fact that everyone has a right to be independent. You don't have to, just because you're in a relationship with someone, doesn't mean that you have to transform to fit everything that this person is looking for or expecting of you. You have a right to be independent, to be yourself. You have a right to say no to certain things, to certain advances, including sexual advances, you know, and so on and so forth. You have a right to maintain your other friends, to maintain your family contacts, so that you don't think that once you have a relationship, it's time to cut off everybody, cut off your family, cut off your other friends, so that you become so dependent on this person that the moment they hurt you or something goes bad, your whole life falls apart. And so in the same vein, you may have the opportunity to teach them about rejection and the various phases of love, you know, when you fall in love and the feeling that you feel, the intense feeling of butterflies in your stomach and so on, until a point where it may fade away or it may, you know, I don't want to say degenerate, but it may slow down to a relationship where now you fall back on these values that are important to you, companionship and faithfulness and trust and so on and so forth. So I think it's a very big conversation that should not be taken lightly.
At all.
So yeah, I think your first question was when to start as a parent allowing. So that is where the 18 came in. Yeah. Yeah. But for the talking beginning of age one, you should be talking. Yeah, yeah. But for allowing and actually giving that, I mean, space was the first question. Exactly. And that one, and we can be confident to do that from the 18 years. Yes. Yeah.
So I mean, for the 18, that's when maybe you talk about marriage. But as for healthy relationship, healthy love relationship, it may start before 18.
Kofi, yes, what agree. I'm trying to say is that as parents, right, at what age do we think it's healthy to start allowing them to get into, so you've done all these talking from say age 12, 13, 14, 15. I'm not sure at that age we will be confident as parents to say that, okay, especially so where we are, to say that, because elsewhere, yes, 14, people bring their girlfriends home.
Yeah.
So at 14, are we okay as parents to say that you can venture into a relationship, because you know that they will start having those feelings, they will be admiring each other and all that. But when is it okay to start allowing them to, I don't want to use the word explore.
It's explore.
I would say that it depends on the kind of relationship you are talking about. Okay. For me, I think when somebody's 16, they may be of age. But then again, we also have to be careful that when we should not relate age to maturity. Some people may be 16 and be very mature. Some people may be 18 and may not be mature. So you have to look at each child on a case-by-case basis. If you think that they are mature, then you can say that, oh, okay, they say that I have a boyfriend or I have this friend, and they start talking about a particular girl or a particular guy. It's not that you don't want to shut them down completely so that they go into hiding. But if they say that, oh, today I'm going here with this person, or this person called me, or I'm doing this, I think it's okay when they are at a certain age to associate with somebody that they call their friend. And you know what they mean when they say, this is my friend. That is when you take the opportunity to start advising them about the do's and don'ts. It's okay that Gabby is your friend, but you cannot spend time with him alone. He cannot come and visit you. It's okay, you guys text each other and so on and so forth. I don't mind. Then you start drawing the boundaries for them. So I would say 16, but then again, it depends on each child and then what they are allowed to do in that so-called relationship.
Yeah. Great. This is very interesting.
Yeah.
Mama T now.
Ariel and Osofo Kofi, they have finished everything.
No, it's not.
They have, but
because
all in right,
Mama
so,
T's case, I'm sure we'll be hearing wedding bells very soon.
Very, oh yes.
Exactly.
I always say that when we were younger, these matters were shrouded in a lot of secrecy. I mean, you won't even... Who are you going
who
to talk to? By mistake. And so parents make sure that these things were... They were secret. And so it was not a discussion, something we could discuss. But again, in today's world, I keep saying that You don't need a license to get pregnant. But certainly if you want to be a parent, you need a lot of skill. And that is the truth in today's world. Yeah. If you are not teaching her, the internet is open. I mean, it is free. So there is a lot of knowledge parents themselves need. So to be able to pass on the knowledge to their children. I started early. I had an opportunity with something, and so I had an opportunity to be participate in a conference, and so everything I was taught, I came home and I wanted to see how it would work. My first was 11
at the time.
Yes, and then like that, and so they shared some magazines and novels. So I called everybody and then I placed them down. I said, okay, everybody choose what you in any of these, go look at it. We will talk about it later. That was for mine was a very, very formal setting. We're going to have a very formal discussion. Right. So we start to talk and then I noticed that, okay, my first was very interested. Apparently, she understood a few things. And so she started coming up with questions like, so what is this? So what is that? And so what is this? And so the age still, because Osofo and Ariel have already dealt with the age, I'm saying that training that should, it should be part of training. The difficulty Osofo is talking about and all of us are talking about is still in... these people in this age, how we were socialized. So we're not talking about it. So today, for parents like us, it is becoming a lot difficult. But it's interesting to know that even younger parents still are not able to talk about these things.
Yeah.
Yes. And to start from where they left off, apart from talking to them and everything, I think that the children would also be looking at you as a model, as a parent, as a model. So, yes, you are telling them everything, what they should know, but are you modeling it? Are you and your husband or you and your wife, are you doing anything for them to know that that this is what it's supposed to go? At 18, even me who is old school, at 18, I had already given everybody their license to live a little more respectable lives, because I think that if you have trained children to age 18, you know what you have trained by the grace of God.
Yeah.
And you know that if I leave this child to go, she may come back in peace, in one piece. Yeah. And so it still depends on what you have done as a parent. There's a lot of work to do at this point. So yes, talk to them, tell them where to touch, where not to touch, who to go, whatever, and all those ones. They are fine. But let model what you are telling them. Let them see. So if you are telling them that if you go out with a friend and the friend should not do this and do that and do this, then let them also give them the opportunity to be able to do a few things. Not doing sex, no, but having a lot of friends around them. I think that your children should be allowed a few more friends than having just one friend, so that there is a point where Kofi is my friend, and then eventually Kofi becomes my boyfriend. Give them a little, some allowance to be able to be with a few more friends. Then we journey on. Two, I am looking at, in all of this, if even they are whatever age, they will still need a bit of guidance. So that also becomes the duty of a parent to do some amount of guidance. In fact, a lot of guidance in this area. And then you are still going to be giving them all of the boundaries and everything. But I still believe that there is a point where if you have done a little more work, you have spoken to them everything area and Osofu Kofi have said, I don't want to go back into what they already said, then you would be releasing the child small into the world and allow them to live their lives a bit, still guiding them. That for me, bottom line is guiding them. And this is how guiding them works, where as a parent, you have told the children, listen, you can always come to me so we will talk. I have senior boys, 31, 29, and these ones are turning 27 on 29th.
Wow,
and everybody still comes back to talk to me. Mama T, I met a girl, what do you think about it? And so we are still talking about this. Andy, so have you found this one who is living in Abrochipo is calling me, Mama T, I found this girl, what do you think? Kofi Kojomi can't say we'll go school. May go school, but so you see, so the opportunity, the understanding that the lines are always open. You can always come and let us talk. When I come to Joy FM, I'll talk about church. Where you are a pastor and pastor's wife, and your 18-year-old will not be able to come and tell you that, Mommy, what do you think? Then they begin to cast out demons.
Yes.
And because
you have feelings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes. Because you are having feelings, and Mommy and Daddy don't even want to sit with you and understand what is going on in your body because you are a pastor's child or because you are from a Christian home. Cool. So we are telling parents that as little as 9, 10, they are already having feelings, even earlier.
Yeah.
So you as the parent should give them the opportunity to keep coming back to you always, and don't beat them up. Don't say anything. Not beat them up as in caning them, but don't make them feel that, my friend, what are you talking about? You 16, you already having feelings for a boy. Hey, Jesus. No. Then they won't come back
again. Organize a crusade for you.
Yes. So let the lines be open. If even she's 12, she's 13. I have had 12-year-olds who will come back to, not my children, and say that, and tell me that this is, I feel this way. I said, have you spoken to your parents? No. My mother won't listen.
Yeah.
Because my mother won't listen and daddy won't listen, I think I should talk to you because I've been seeing you and Ella going up and down, you and Emma going up and down. And so that is what I'm talking about. Parents, daddies, mommies, our children are human beings. They are growing gradually. Things are happening. When my boy was small, like 3 years, one day I was asleep and he came and called Mama T, Mama T. He said, what? My baby boy is standing. Now my baby boy is standing like how? So this is
three. When my son turned 18 in January, I actually had a conversation with him. I said, when you wake up in the morning, do you feel like a boy? I ask him, because sometimes you don't even know that the guys may have certain reproductive issues from that age. So I ask him,
and ask him, I mean, do you get feelings? Do your body tell you anything? You're a boy, you will get that. But know that I'm here for you to talk to
yes.
me. I told him, we're just sitting on my bed doing something. And I just brought it in and you end yes. it. But when you make it too serious.
Yes. So let the children know that, listen, and like that. So we are going to market. We are all in the car. And then you bring up one question. And then you bring up another. Like that. And so we are talking. And they are listening. Sometimes after 3 days, they'll come back and say, hey, so Mama T, that thing that, you were talking about. Then now they actually want to listen. So give. Open the doors. Open the doors. Mommies, daddies, open the doors. One day, let me finish on this one. My Nola was 9, and then she was having a lot of problem with her. I don't know, tummy upset. And she was in a lot of pain. So they were 9, that my last twins. The boy came to me and said, ah, Mama T, is it menstruation? And I asked, ah, do you know about menstruation? And he said he was older. He was 9. They were both 9, the last twin. And I said, do you know about menstruation? Oh, I know plenty things.
Uh-huh.
At 9. So they know plenty things.
Yeah.
They only need guidance. As a parent, you should be able to guide them gradually. You can't do anything.
Life for them.
They will get there. Yeah. So it is proper that you lead them gradually through the process so that they will have some amount of information to work with.
Great. I think that, look, from the conversation we're having, it's a lot of ignorance on the part of parents.
Absolutely.
And the fact that, like you said, we weren't socialized that way. So a lot of people find it difficult to have these conversations. In my home, they will come and say, hey, mommy, today what are we talking about? Because it's just a normal and a regular conversation to have these things.
Yeah.
It's very regular. Just as you teach them about money management,
of course.
You give them allowances and you are expecting this from them, how to take care of yourself, your clothes and everything. You have the conversation. It doesn't have to be a special conversation.
Yes.
For me, it is not a special conversation. It is a very regular and a very random conversation. We may be going to church. And then you see something, and then the conversation comes up. You go on and on and on. My son will say, "Mommy, you pa." I said, "Ah, me pa." I said, "It's just how you say it without thinking twice." I said, "But why should I be thinking? Do you not know what I am talking about? You know." So the talking, I mean, and I think that look, some parents are beginning to do well.
Yes.
And if you're not, this is a clarion call that you should have the conversation. So now I am advancing and asking. Let's say that we have become comfortable at that age. Ariel's boy is out of school, 18 plus, handsome. And now it's interesting how the girls are giving this young guy scholarship because he's in a fine. It's true.
The scholarship has always been there.
Your son is a fine boy. And the girls want to make them rest. They are paying them compliments and things like that, you know. And yeah. We had a conversation. I think one of these days we should play back that conversation again we had with Dr. Osafo when he was teaching us about, you know, the developmental stages and what your child will be feeling and all that. And I mean, like Mama T is saying, that's not one to organize a crusade for the child.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go and learn and come and teach, you know. And so you are beginning to understand and you want to ease the child into the relationship. Now the child has come to tell you that, like Ariel is asking, I've seen this person. I think I like the person. And that's how it will start. They won't come and tell you, I love this person.
Mm-hmm.
It is, I'm liking this person or I like this person. And they are excited about being with the person, talking to them, hanging out with them and all that. Now, when we have come to understand this stage for them, we think that, Kofi talked about maturity.
Mm-hmm.
So we think that, for that age and what they are feeling, we have assessed it as parents and we think they are mature enough for that stage, right? And you think that age-wise, it's not also so bad at, say, 17, 18, 19 for them to start opening up a little bit. Now, my question is, what's allowed at that age? What's not allowed?
Mm.
And how do you also communicate that? I met a mother when I was, her name was Abui. Abui, I hope you're still listening. And she told me that my kids were very young at the time. when her children got to that stage, there was something she told them. She said, I'm not able to quote her, but it was quite profound, that you can kiss, but kisses alone cannot quench the emotions that kisses bring. Do you get what I'm trying to say? I mean, so be very careful. You are there, you hold hands, you're talking and everything. And remember that there's so much they are watching on the internet, on television. There's so much they are exposed to. So the person might want to do A, B, C, D. And you know that once you kiss, you're going to hug. And then it's going to progress, and you may not be able to stop until you get to the point where you are regretting. And I guess it's one of the reasons a lot of parents still want to pull their children in, because sometimes you are not sure when to stop. So question is, now that we have agreed that they are at a certain age that they can go in, what's allowed, what's not allowed, and how do you communicate that? And we also knowing that some of the feelings, you are not there to control it and say, here, you are, stop here, don't continue.
With the type of questions Ariel is asking her 18-year-old boy, I'm so glad she wasn't my mother when I was 18. Because I don't know how I would have liked to have that conversation with my mother, maybe my father, but not my mother. And I think we also need to be mindful of the roles of mother and father when it comes to some of these conversations. Mm-hmm. Because I'm sure most boys will be more comfortable talking to their father or their dad or a male mentor or role model about some of these things than their mother, just by the way.
Well, it depends.
But can I go ahead and respond to your...
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, so one of the things that parents have to understand is that when it comes to our children, relationships actually start developing most of the time in school, sometimes even within our churches and other places where they socialize, whether it is the mosque or wherever they go to, they spend time away from home. And so by the time it comes to your attention, your son may already have a girlfriend that you didn't know for two years or even 6 months or more. Your daughter may have someone they call the boyfriend, and you just came very late to the party. And so for me, what we need to set clear is when they can start spending time alone. Because whether you like it or not, some children are going to be in the school bus. They're going to sit in the same classroom. They're going to sit in the same Sunday school or wherever. Mm-hmm. And their relationships are going on. However, when it comes to parents accepting that this is officially, this is your boyfriend or this is your girlfriend, that is when they start going out on dates and they want to go to the movies alone, they want to go to a party alone, and so on, or they are coming to visit and they are sitting on the front porch or somewhere alone talking or what have you. Mm-hmm. That is where you draw the line that, okay, now this is official. But until you get to that point, I think we should encourage more going out in groups with other friends. As Mama T said, if you're 16 and you tell your parents that you want to go see a movie with a particular boy, your parents can say that, look, if it's only the two of you, then I'm sorry, you cannot go. But if it's you and other children, especially children that I know, whose parents I know, who I know will be there and who will act right, then it is okay. So for me, it is a matter of what they are allowed to do alone at a certain point in time that will usher in what we may call a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship.
Kofi,
but
like
other than that, a lot of things, as I said, may be happening even before you know it.
Uh-huh. But I'd like us to progress to, you know, I like the way you put it. They can visit, they'll sit at the front porch and have conversations, they can be alone. I want us to go to that stage.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you tell them that you're not allowed to be, nobody should enter your bedroom. Your friend should not be allowed into your bedroom, or they cannot come and visit unless there's an adult in at home to watch what is going on. And so you should not spend time in some awkward part of the home that nobody can see you. You have to be in plain view of everybody. Again, that's when you start talking about kissing and holding and touching, exploring, various parts of your bodies what is acceptable and what is not acceptable, especially at a certain age. If you are under 18, if you're below 16, are you allowed to kiss? Every home may have different rules when it comes to these things, but as you rightly said, the kiss may not end there. It may lead to something else and another. And you may find, you know, I think we've all been there before. Sometimes it's important that we actually do share our experiences. If you're a mother and you're talking to your daughter, share your experiences. Maybe how you got tricked into doing something with a boy that you were not ready to do. So that they can know that you also made mistakes. You're also as human as they are. You've been through this phase before and you understand what they are going through, the challenges they are facing in today's world. Maybe our time, we didn't have the social media pressures where today things are being made to look like, oh, everybody is doing it. So if you do it, it's okay. We probably did not experience that too much, but this is what our children are going through. This is what they're faced with. So we need to empathize with them, but then explain and draw the boundaries and say that, look, you're not allowed to kiss because when you kiss, you may go on and do so and so and so. Then you draw the ultimate boundary, which is sex. And then you let them know the reason why you don't want them to have sex, not because you don't want them to have a good time, but you know that it can lead to pregnancies that you're not ready for. And then they may end up with all these multiple partners before they actually go into marriage. And how, especially when we're talking to our daughters, how boys see them when they have given themselves so many times to different kinds of boys and the consequences of that. And then, of course, with the boys too, the fact that when you keep doing these things, one day you may get in trouble and you may get a girl pregnant. So we are not just telling them what to do and what not to do, but we're giving them the reasons why we think they should do or not do certain things.
Okay, great. Thank you very much there. Adienye is you. I like that. You know, the part I think it is not easy is when Kofi said, when they visit, you don't have to be at in any obscure place in the house. You have to be in plain view.
Yes.
Yes. Have to police the visits.
Very, very necessary.
If we don't encourage our children to also be comfortable with the opposite sex, it may become a problem down the line. Yeah, and that's one of the things that sometimes we lose sight of as parents.
Yes, yes. That's so true.
We tell them no, and then they, before you know, they're 30 and they still find it very awkward to be talking to a man or to be talking to a girl, and then it becomes a problem for you as a parent.
And then you are accustomed.
So we need to let them know that it is normal. It is fine to have a friend who is, you know, a person of the opposite sex.
Great. Thank you so much. Ariel, you wanted to come in.
Yeah. I mean, this question is interesting. When to say you can do this, you cannot do that.
Uh-huh.
For me, personally, growing up, my mother is a stark illiterate. Mm. My father was so strict, it wasn't a joke.
Mm.
And when I look at the things I lied to do...
Oh.
The things I lied to
do. But why are you giving Mama T side eye?
I am watching her, don't worry. I'm turning towards
I just decided I don't want my children to lie to me.
That.
And I think I was a positive rebel. Mm. I rebelled, but in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
I did things. I did modeling. I did advertisements. I traveled to go and do modeling.
Oh, low key,
I was working.
Knew.
My parents didn't
low
know.
Key.
They didn't know. In our time, now our children don't have area boyfriends. We do area boyfriends.
Yeah.
So when your parents are not there with area boyfriend, who is going to tell who NCA do this? So for me, I decided I'm going to let them know that they have the freedom, but they have to let me know.
Mm.
So my daughter, I used to ask her, are you still a virgin? I ask her point blunt.
Wow.
And she used to tell me, yes, I am. Yes, I am. When I stopped asking her, I knew she was dating.
Mm.
I knew she had a boyfriend. She's 22 now. Mm. You think I can still say, don't go out, don't do this, da, da, da. But when they were in junior high, junior secondary school, I would never let them go to do something I haven't done with them before.
Mm.
Until I started allowing them to explore the mall alone, I had done it with them a couple of times. So I know when they go to the mall, they know their way around.
until I let my daughter say, "Mommy, my friends in senior secondary, we are going for a party with this." I had gone on trips with them alone, and they know how to handle themselves when they travel with groups. So, where are you going? I am going to East Lego. With who? That's my second question. Can I have their number? I have parents' number. I have my daughter's friend's number. And when I take the number, I add Aileen, Akosia, Aileen, Ajua. But not necessarily to call her when they are out. But it gives me some, I mean, of comfort and security that at worst, I know somebody who I can call to. At first, they resisted when I'm asking these things. But I said, that is the only way I can also secure my emotions and my sense of,
peace around.
Peace that you are safe. I can't say no to all of it. So you give me the few things I need so that I know that me too, I have something in my pocket. Because I lied too much for all the good reasons. And I didn't want them to lie to me. So I didn't give them the step by step. When you go out, don't tell them the time you can't go here. I let you know you can do everything, but you'll have to let me know. And these are the things, the consequences that will happen, absolutely, whatever you do. My daughter used to say, "Mommy, you are too strict on me. You allow Daryl to do this." I said, "You know why? You are a girl. You are schooling. If anything happens, your school can be interrupted. But a boy, if anything happens to the girl, their school may not be interrupted. That is my basis. So you need a little bit more time before I can give you that, freedom you are asking for. So do understand, it's your own interest I'm looking out for." So it is difficult to even put that structures in place that this is when you can go in and go there, because sometimes we are not there. We are never there. I think building confidence in them is so crucial now. Having confidence in them and knowing that you have put the right values in their head, and so when they go and any temptation comes, something will guide them. Because physically you can't be everywhere with them. Like I'm saying, the things I did, sometimes I sit back and I'm like, wow. But if I hadn't done those things, I wouldn't be who I am today. But I had to lie, rebel, to get these experiences so I can gain confidence in myself. So we have to start the training by instilling value, habits, proper behaviors in them. Then when they go out, those are the things that will guide them. So like me being a speaker, I talk to them a lot. I'm always talking. My daughter used to say, "Mommy, you can exaggerate." You know, that's how they used to feel when I was talking. But now they understand. And when they are going out, I don't have any fears. I understand. I know I've given them the rules, the structures. They know what to do next. They know how to protect themselves. I know I gave them the freedom to learn. So I think we need to build.
So for you don't think they will be hiding to do anything?
No, they won't hide. They won't hide.
Great.
They won't hide. And that is the relationship we should build as parents. Let them know they are your friends, because no matter how you tell them, until you are 22 before you can do this, when they are going from 18 to 22, you won't be there. And once you are not there, they can be lying to you. And when they are lying to you, it's even more dangerous than when you know what they are doing, so you can still continue guiding them.
Great. Mama T.
Yes, I keep saying, values are caught, they are not taught. So you are a parent. Understand that everything you are doing around the house, your children are watching you. And if they have caught proper values from you, you have taken the time to teach them and all these things, then they get to a place where they know that, no, I can't do this. I won't do this. So they are in a relationship, really, but they are putting off all of the dangerous things. So they are friends. There's a young man in her life. There's a young lady in his life. But all of the other things that will bring trouble, they are cutting it off. They are learning to build their relationship.
They are cutting it off willingly.
Yes.
Because the moment you are pressurizing them, they want to actually go and try it. And that's
what is happening here. That
the more we tell people, don't do this, they want to go
know
and
what's
why,
happening.
Why
there?
Am I being asked not to do it? So once they know the value, like you're saying, they willingly will not do it. And that is even more good for you.
Yeah, there's something I did with my children when they were growing, when they got to 16.
Yeah.
Everybody. I love the Susanna Wesley's style. You know, that woman had, I heard, 11 or 14 children. But the way she used to train her children, and that is what I do. I take every child as a per person. So I don't put them all together and we are doing anything. Every child, because they are different, I am meeting every child and I am noticing your weaknesses. Yeah. I am noticing your strength. And so I am dealing with each of you per how you are, and like it is true, you can't treat all of them the same way because they are very different. And I know that because I have taught you this, I respect you enough. I keep telling them, listen, I respect you guys enough, even as young as 13, enough to allow you to know that because I respect you, you must respect
exactly.
me. And I respect you enough to know that you are not going to go out and misbehave and bring me pregnancy. You are not going to go. Oh yes, I told my girls, yeah. Listen, if you don't, and you go and bring nonsense pregnancy, me, I won't let the boy marry you. That is the first thing, because I don't believe in marrying somebody because she got pregnant. Yeah. Recently, I was in one of the big.
I like the idea about nonsense pregnancy.
Yes, nonsense pregnancy is pregnancy that we didn't plan.
Nonsense pregnancy.
And so, and you see, when I tell you this, I said, you are girls, you are boys. At this age, you are 27. Who is holding who? But I am telling you, Ella is a journalist. So you see Edem. Then I'm showing her Edem. I'm showing her big gifty auntie and all those. I see, do you want to become like them? And this I put in her head when she was only 13. Mm. You want to become like that time you were not there, but Giftia Fini Dadzi and all these people were there. And I was telling, and so she said, every day she's like, no, I want to be here. And because this is my focus, I am making sure that I do things to be able to get to this goal.
Yeah.
I am telling the boys, you want to be a doctor, Juana, you whatever. So I give them something to look at. And because I give them things to look at, that is where they are walking towards.
Yeah.
And well, with my children, if they do anything nonsense,
nonsense
is the adjective.
It's adjective.
I am telling parents.
Mama, no way.
I am telling parents, like Eria said, you can't police them, but give them a lot of respect, and then let them also respect you
in return.
Yes, by respecting them, I don't like it when parents barge in on their children in their bedroom and then they are just there. And my children, when they were little, if you get into a room, why didn't you knock before coming into our room? What is that? I mean, what does it mean? Is it because you are mommy? So, okay, yes, bring your bag. Put everything down. Let me see. What do you want to see? Then you have not trained children. Children are always children. They have a way of being manipulative. That is children for you. But I still believe that if you have put enough values in their mind and all that, they would want to not please you only. Because as you are giving, you are telling them, if you do this, it is this. It is simple like that. And if you want it to be like this, this one, there's no problem. And every good child would want to choose the right thing. And so that is how I have done it. It has helped. In fact, it has been very helpful. I think it will help somebody out there.
Great. Yeah. Kofi, we'll take a quick comment from you and then we'll go on a short break and come back.
Okay.
Yes, please go ahead.
Sure. I was going to say that it's all the things we're saying are easier to do when we have total control of our children, when they live under our rules.
Of course.
But once they start going to the universities and the, you know, at the tertiary education level, and they are not spending as much time at home, we almost lose control. And it's difficult for you to be talking about curfews and do this and hold here and don't hold here and do those things, because at that point, really, what cannot what can they do when they are in their university halls and friends are visiting and everybody's spending time, people are even spending studying together all night and so on and so forth. So it's important that we build a very solid foundation when we have them with us, so that by the time they go, we can ease off and be and sleep well and be rest assured that the children have been taught right, and at this point they know what is good for them and what is not good for them, because you cannot be staying at home and not and be losing sleep because your child is in the university and you don't know what they're doing.
Also for you brought them, you see, that is so true. My
what it means is that you haven't done the work.
That is so basically, I'm driving towards work. Also, forgive me 1 minute. One day my son told me, he said, Mama T, do you know that you have taught me well? And I said, how? He said, you know, at the university, all of the halls I have been in, almost all of my friends do this. He said something particular, something. Do you know I could have done same? And I said, why? He said, you are very important to me, and anything I would do to catch you, I won't do it.
Wow.
And I'm saying, is it not God? He said, yeah, God too is there, but I can't imagine me making you cry, making you feel disturbed.
Yeah.
And I am like, wow.
Yeah. That's
so we
sweet.
Need to do the work. It's I mean, I think like that's the because you can't be with them forever.
No.
You know, I mean, just a quick my daughter learned how to drive, right? Mm. And you know, daddies and their girls. You paid for the person to go and learn how to drive. Yet you don't want the child to drive. Yeah, so what did you do?
Okay.
So I became a bit radical. I'll sit with her. Let's go and come. Mm. You see the mistakes she's making, and then you're trying to guide her. Okay, there are times that move. I'll go behind you. Then there was this day. So their driver, she's going for class. And then the driver will sit with her, go all the way to the class. And then she will come in. The driver will just sit down and be waiting. So she will drive. Not drive at the tono for like 3 weeks. And I said, madam, can you not drive this car? He says, yes, but daddy, I said, okay, we'll find a way around, daddy, don't worry.
Daddy
just needs to be sure
that you can.
So
do
here's
it.
What we'll do.
Bring the
twice,
room.
What I did was that you drive ahead of me, I drive behind you.
That's right.
We got to a place, I see that you're making certain mistakes. And if it's okay, I find ways of getting her to park and I tell her, you don't do A, B, C, D. Now let's move again. We go. We did it like twice. And I let her go.
Yes.
And then you are going. The only thing it is now is that whenever you get to where you are going, at least drop a message. Mommy, I have arrived. And then I know. But it's because you can't always be there.
Are you a police? Even police.
Even you yourself, you are not always there for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, so doing the work. I mean, also for Kofi, that point. Doing the work. You have been policing them. So when they go to the university, they will still be coming home and going every day. Yeah. And if they get opportunities, they can't be on their own because you were so afraid you didn't do the work. And that is very me. That is my take home. Do the work, otherwise you will sleep. Home Affairs is brought to us by Vital Milk, indeed a nutritious beverage that feels good anywhere, anytime. The joy of every parent is to see their children cheerful and hearty, and to achieve this desire, every parent needs to ensure that their children are given nutritious foods that has the essential nutrients and multivitamins which can promote their welfare. One of such nutritious beverages is Vitamilk Soy Milk Drink. Vitamilk Soy Milk is made from natural soybeans, which is a good source of plant protein, vitamins B1 and B2. Vitamilk has no artificial coloring, no artificial flavorings, and no preservatives. So go on and choose the Vitamilk Champ for your children because it has plant proteins and it is nutritious, amazingly delicious, and satisfying. Vitamilk comes in its regular soy milk drink. You can have it in the energy, the multi-cereal with caffeine, in the choco, the banana, the strawberry, and you can buy it in the 250 ml and 1 liter Tetra Pak. Vitamilk is indeed a nutritious beverage that feels good anywhere, anytime. Messiah Seminars, in conjunction with National Clergy Association of Ghana, Nyanyano Chapter, and Nyanyano Local Council of Churches, presents a 2-day Bible seminar. theme, How to Accurately Interpret the Bible and Handling Difficult Passages in the Bible. Date is Friday, 11th October, and then Saturday today, 12 October. Venue, Compassion Christian Chapel, International Millennium City of Kasua, Nyanyanu Road, 200 meters away from the Energy Kasua Millennium City Junction. Time is 9 a.m. through to 2 p.m. both days. Target group, ministers of the gospel, leaders and members. Main speaker is Bishop Edward Wiafe. He is a Bible expositor, also known as the pastor's teacher. He has held seminars on various Bible topics for pastors and churches and their leaders in England, Mexico, Scotland, the Philippines, Ghana, and the United States, where he is based. Messiah Seminar will provide an enriching biblical experience that will equip you in the understanding and accurate teaching of God's words. For free registration and participation, please contact Dan on 0243-411-76 or Lord on 0245-039-392 or Philo on 0553081-260. Email danoseowusu@gmail.com. Ghana, it is saying, are you a human resource practitioner or business executive interested in digital transformation and AI adoption? Then mark your calendars for the Global Conference in Human Resource in Africa, GCHRA. Join us on October 24 and 25 at the Standing Labadi Beach Hotel to explore the emergence and dynamics of artificial intelligence, AI, and human resource technologies in Africa. Come and hear from Johnny C. Taylor, Jr., President and CEO of SHRM Global, and other distinguished speakers from around the world, including Dr. Francis Eduku, CEO of CIHRM Ghana, Irene Asari, Global HR Executive and Board Member of the BBC News, David Segawa, Group HR Director of Equity Bank Limited, and Dr. Najat El Mahdi, Chair of the Qatar HR Forum. Engage in interactive sessions and panel discussions, educational seminars, HR hurdles, and more. And that's not all. On October 25th and 26th, you can join us for an exciting two-day excursion around Accra and Cape Coast. And that's not all. There's so much to experience. Sponsors and partners include Rigworld Solutions Limited, Axis Pension Trust, Delta Airlines, Adansi Travels, National Labour Commission, SHRM Global, CIHRM Ghana, SHRM Forum Ghana, and Strategic HR Professionals, and more. You can visit gchrafrica.com to register today. Numbers to call 055-4081-727. Number again is 055-4081-727 or 1347-384-7817. Again, let me remind you that the joy of every parent is to see their children grow healthy, become more intelligent, and physically fit. And to achieve this, every parent needs to ensure that their children are given nutritious foods that has the essential nutrients that can promote their well-being. And one of such is Vitamilk soy drink. It is made from whole grain beans, which is a good source